This is a WSMI podcast from the Tally Broadcasting Station.
Right on cue, T-Tote gives us the intro. We're at T-Tote Park. We're ready for the championship game of the Montgomery County Baseball Tournament. Pitch number one comes in as a strike. Pitch number two comes in as a ball. It's 1-1 on Dylan Smale, the leadoff hitter for the Hillsboro Hilltoppers. Here comes the 1-1 pitch, and it's a strike at the letter. So count will go to 1-2. I'm Gary Boker alongside Sean Bellent. Been a fun day of baseball, hasn't it?
Boy, indeed. A great opener and a game that got a little wild in the second one. And, boy, the third place game, the Lincolnwood bats just exploded.
Speaking of exploding, Smale drives a line drive into right field for a leadoff single. And that's the way the Hilltoppers get started here in the top of the first. Consistency today, consistent sunshine, consistent mild temperatures for what we've had, and consistent wind coming out of the west-northwest all day long.
Yeah, we've seen a couple of shots. I don't think there were any softies that were taken out of the park, but it definitely made some of the bigger blasts, like the one out to center field.
And if I'm not wrong, that may be our first train coming through today. I don't remember one earlier.
I think it is train number one.
And it's a pop-up coming back here behind the backstop and towards the train tracks it goes. I hope we didn't lose the ball on that one. Drake Vogel, the number two hitter in the Toppers lineup, is the shortstop. Drake, an outstanding athlete, regardless of the sport. I often said if they had a Tiddlywinks team in Hillsboro, he would probably be the captain. He stands in with an 0-1 count with a runner on first as Dylan Smale led things off with a solid single to right. And now he's going to second. The pitch is high, hard one for the catcher to try to handle. His throw comes in late, stolen base for Dylan Smale, and that base was stolen on the pitcher.
You know, the sound of a train, that's therapeutic. That's, growing up, that's what put food on the table.
Well, I used to live right across the street from one, and there were many times the midnight train come through and would put me to sleep if I wasn't already asleep. Yeah, it is a music in its own right. This pitch comes in outside, and the count goes to 2-1. 2-1 on Drake Vogel. Leadoff hitter Dylan Smale down at second base. He's in scoring position. It seems like the one other consistency today is teams have scored in the early innings.
Well, no doubt they have not been shy.
So here comes off the stretch Ryan Eisenbarth. A little nubber up the middle, gets past the second baseman. Smale had to hold up to make sure that it wasn't caught. He's going to be held up at third base as they bring it back in. So it'll be a single for Vogel, putting runners on the corners for the number three hitter, Declan Riggs. The batting lineup for Hillsboro, Smale, Vogel, and now Declan Riggs, the top three. Ketch Mills bats in the cleanup spot. Gavin Matush in the number five hole. Devin Spicer in the sixth spot. Zane Duff in the seventh spot. Cameron Hackey in the eighth in the lineup. And batting ninth, Jace Stewart. So it'll be Smale, Vogel, Riggs, Mills, Matush, Spicer, Duff, Hackey, and Stewart for the Toppers. Now it's Riggs, the number three hitter, standing in from the left side. As Eisenbarth comes to the stretch, now to the plate, right down the middle, just off the first baseman's glove into right field. That'll be an RBI single for Declan Riggs, and that was a situation where the first baseman reached out and just couldn't make connections on that one.
No, in fact, I think he checked just to make sure he still had his fingers. That was a hot smash.
So give the RBI to Declan Riggs, and that puts the Toppers on the board here in the top of the first. Once again, scoring in the early innings. That's been a mantra of the tournament here today in lovely Raymond, Illinois. Couldn't ask for a more picturesque day for baseball, especially with what these young men have been putting up with all spring, weather-wise. First pitch called strike. Came in on the inside corner. I like these breaking balls. They start them out right at the hitter, and then they just drop in over the inside corner, and you're more or less handcuffed.
They definitely have mastered getting some movement on the baseball today.
Ketch Mills standing in. He's DHing for the pitcher. Now Eisenbarth turns and runs the Runner back at second, back to the bag. No outs here in the first inning as the top three hitters have all got on base and have a 1-0 lead. Eisenbarth to the plate. Oop, this one stayed inside. Didn't hit him, but from the sounds of some of the parents around here, they thought it came awfully close. That's what you call a concerned parent.
It's a neat neat situation. The fan base is being a good shot put throw apart, about 20 feet apart, and everybody gets along, but everything's kind of in stereo. In the left ear, they like a call, in the right ear, they don't.
Yeah, my grandson took one just inside the left ear as he got hit by a pitch here about a week or so ago. Eyes swelled up, almost shut, discoloration, even left some tread marks there from the seams of the baseball on the side. But as luck would have it, he's a tough hombre. He went right back to the plate the very next day. First pitch he saw, he lined it for a single.
Wow, that's a constitution.
I'll tell you what, proud of that boy, that's for certain. That's for certain. All right, here comes the 1-1 pitch. Oh, strike at the letters, I guess. If you're getting the high strike, you take the high strike, but hitter beware, if it's going to be called a strike, you better be watching, you better be hacking. So it's a 1-2 count on the cleanup hitter, Ketch Mills. Mills with a big 17 on the back of that orange jersey, black numeral with white trim. He wiggles that bat, now settles in. He reaches and swings and misses for strike three. Needed a longer bat to get to that one.
No doubt about it.
You like that when a pitcher gives you a steady diet inside, 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 and then all of a sudden just kind of paints that outside corner and leaves you wondering what in the world's going on. That'll bring up Gavin Matush, the right fielder. He'll bat from the left side with runners in scoring position. He'll take a whack at that first one and foul it off to the left side. Well short of my car, as I said. I told you I parked far enough away. As I walked in, I saw a sign that said Christian County. So if a ball hits my car today, it's going to be a miracle. Although with this wind, anything's possible. 0-1 the count on the number five hitter, Gavin Matush. Gavin started the first game. Now throw down to third, attempted steal, and he is out. It will go 2-5 on the putout for the second out of the inning. Caught stealing was Drake Vogel.
That's one of those stories I want to follow up on one of these days. Like, if there's a house in Harville that's half in Montgomery, half in Christian.
Where do they pay their taxes?
Yeah. Do you get two bills?
Well, we had one in my hometown where they always said the front porch was in Macoupin County and the rest of the house was in Jersey County.
Huh.
Whether that's true or not, I don't know, but that's the legend, as they would say. Now a ground ball to second, gobbled up there by Landon Eagleman, throws over to Cooper Bertolino, so it'll go 4-3 for the third out of the first inning. But Hillsborough comes up with three hits. They plate one run, take a 1-0 lead as we go to the bottom of the second. You're listening to the WSMI tournament action. Hillsborough plates one in the top of the first, and now Nokomis coming to the bat. Their starting lineup will look like this. Brenton Lyons, the catcher, will bat first. Elijah Aubin, the shortstop, will bat second. Landon Eagleman bats third and plays second. Ryan Eisenbarth, the pitcher, bats fourth. Batting in the number five slot, Cooper Bertolino. Hunter Brewers, the right fielder, will be batting sixth, batting seventh. Austin Thornton, the left fielder. Cade Johnson, batting eighth and playing center field. And Ian Keller, batting ninth and playing third base. So it'll be Lyons, Aumann, Engelman, Eisenbarth, Bertolino, and Brewers. Thornton, Johnson, and Keller to face Preston Lyerla. Lyerla on the mound for the Hilltoppers. Zane Duff will be his battery mate. The infield around from third to first will be Devin Spicer, Drake Vogel, Dylan Smale, and Declan Riggs over at first. Left to right, it's Cameron Hackey in left, Jay Stewart in center, Gavin Matush in right. With all of that said, we can now check out Brenton Lyons. wearing number one on the back of that red jersey. Nokomis decked out in their red tops with the white sleeves, red and or black and white numerals, as they have red helmets, white pants. And, well, they were white. Brenton's pants are now dusty because he's been cleaning out everything in the batter's box.
Looks like a bull ready to fight.
And he's not finished yet. He's going to throw a little bit back towards the catcher. I imagine Duff appreciates that. So he'll stand in as Preston Lierla. Slender right-hander brings the first one in. It's low and away for ball one.
Batter's box looks like a suggestion now.
Well, I'll tell you one thing. It's going to be about 3 inches deeper if he keeps kicking the dust out of there. Short strike zone there. Pitch comes in over the inside corner. A strike evens the count at 1-1. This is one thing about a pitcher at the high school level. It's one thing to be able to throw a breaking ball, but to be able to locate that breaking ball is even more difficult. And that one, a good one from Lierla. Here comes the 1-1 delivery. Swung on, out to short right field. Second baseman swinging around. He's in the grass. He's going backwards with his face to the flag in center field. Dylan Smale makes the catch. That wasn't a catch. That was an adventure.
Wow.
Good job there of staying with it. And as we've mentioned many times on the air today, with the way this wind is, there is nothing. Kind of reminds me, if I can go back to the good old days, Candlestick Park in San Francisco. There was no sure out once the ball got into the air. That'll bring up Elijah Allman, the shortstop, batting second for the Redskins. He'll take a ball high.
Well, anything could happen there in that twilight zone of a ballpark. I still remember Jim Goff, a pitcher, not exactly an exceptional hitter, two home runs.
Mm-hmm. This one is low and away.
And off the bat, it didn't look like it had anything resembling warning track potential, much less a homer.
And that's kind of the way things have been today. Some balls that outfielders thought they had a bead on, they all of a sudden at the last second realized, I wish I had gone back another 10 feet.
Well, I know the Say Hey Kid would tell you most days the Candlestick went the other way.
Yeah. Two balls and one strike on the number two hitter, Elijah Allman. Allman looks at this one, swings at it, strike, and the count evens at 2-2. Duff had trouble getting a handle on that.
I'm sure Municipal Stadium in Cleveland, if it could talk, it would say, hey, why do you keep calling us a mistake? What about that thing out on the left coast?
There you go. Here comes the 2-2 pitch. Slow roller to second. Comes in, scooped up, and tossed over for the out. Dylan Smale did a good job that time of staying with it, as that was a slow roller. When he caught it, he didn't have much time to relay on to Riggs. But it goes 4-3 for out number two. Some slick infield there by Dylan Mays. Smale.
A lot of composure on defense on this club.
So it's two up and two down for the Redskins here in the bottom of the first, and that'll bring up Landon Engelman. Engelman looks at the pitch that I swore it was going to hit him, and he ducked, and it comes in over the inside corner, and I feel your pain, young man. I feel your pain. I was squirming myself. An 0-1 count to Landon Engelman. Here comes the second one. This one, he started over the middle of the plate, but it broke a little bit outside. I like the idea. Toss that one inside and then bring one on the outside corner, trying to work in and out. Now let's see if he tries to do a little up and down here. 1-1, nobody on, two out, bottom of the first, down the middle, swing and a miss for strike two. Lierla with a nice delivery there. He doesn't look overpowering, and yet it's kind of like he's sneaky quick that with that delivery. Here comes the 1-2 pitch. Breaking ball comes in a little bit low and evens the count up at 2-2. Pitches like that, you guys mentioned earlier, and we'll reiterate, catcher really has to be on his toes because it could be a strike and he won't be able to handle it, and then he's going to have to throw the guy out at first. That happened several times earlier today. Part of fielding the position. Here comes a fastball. Low and in, fouled away. That was a defensive cut to live to play another day. Two balls, two strikes, nobody on, two out. The number three hitter, Landon Engelman, at the plate. Ryan Eisenbarth, the pitcher and cleanup hitter, waiting on deck. Lierla looks in, takes a little bit too long, so Engelman steps out. He's granted the timeout. Now he's back in and swings and fouls this one back. Another consistency all day long. Old Faithful out there in center field has been unfurled and has never hung down limp all day long.
Yeah, it has paid to not cut corners on that flag in the outfield, and it's built to handle what Mother Nature may bring.
Indeed it is, and as we said, just beyond that flag, over off the right field side, a block away, the residence of the late, great Terry Tote. We miss him every day. We definitely miss him every time we go on the air with a sports broadcast. Next pitch is a ball, and that makes for a full count, 3-2. Here comes the 3-2. There's swing and a miss. Strike three. Three up and three down for the Nokomis Redskins in the bottom of the first. No runs, no hits, no errors, nobody left on. 1-0 Hillsboro after one. You're listening to WSMI. Jennifer Graham, a very busy young lady today, as she's been producing our games from here at the Montgomery County Baseball Tournament here in Raymond. We're into the championship game. Earlier games today saw Nokomis defeat Litchfield 9-8. Hillsboro defeated Lincolnwood 13-8. Then Lincolnwood defeated Litchfield 12-3 in a five-inning game for the third-place honors. And we move to the top of the second, as Hillsboro will send up the number 6, 7, and 8 hitters as Devin Spicer stands in and looks at ball one outside.
Boy, 10 unanswered runs for Lincolnwood in that third-place game. I didn't mean to expand the county. Tishkow hit a bomb over that center field wall.
Just very lucky that there were no clouds in the sky, because it could have brought rain. It was way up and way gone.
Little cloud seeding.
Yes. What an outstanding hit. We've had a few good shots today and some really good line drives that the wind has had really no effect on. I mean, these bats, they've come alive for these kids not having any more games under their belt. Hillsboro for the season is 5-7. Nokomis is 7-4. Usually by this time of the year, teams would have 20 or so games under their belt. A lot of rainouts in 2022. Three ball count now, and a pitch comes in. Whoop, bring your bat back. Anticipated that it was ball four. Spicer threw his bat towards the dugout. He needs to apologize to the man in blue. I didn't mean to upstage you, sir. Because if he doesn't, this next one, if it's close, it may be a strike as well.
Strike zone could widen.
They don't like that at all. Here comes, and he says, I won't have to worry about that. I'll just go and hit it. He does, into the hole at second, and second baseman Landon Engelman, with a good job going to his left, fields it cleanly, fires it on to first for the first out here in the second.
Yeah, it reminds me of doing some public address work and calling a foul before the foul was called. That didn't go over real well.
Well, I'll tell you what.
Judge, jury, executioner. Official and announcer.
You got to like, though, the way Spicer took that one to right, but you got to like even better the way Landon Engelman, he covered some ground to his left to get to that ball, and then a difficult throw to get the out at first base. So
yeah.
One up, one down, Zane Duff to the plate. Yeah.
Yeah, throwing against his body a little bit. That was well done.
And so now it is a ball one count to Zane Duff, the catcher. And you know Duff wouldn't do anything to show the umpire up. He's going to stand right there in front of him when he goes back on defense. Here comes the 1-0 count. It's outside, ball two. And it would look like Eisenbarth says, I think I want to keep the ball away from Mr. Duff. Working the outside corner of the plate the first two pitches. Hasn't found what he's looking for. Two balls, no strikes. One out here in the second. Toppers leading 1-0. This one is skied in the air. Second baseman says, I got a bead on it. And he does. Engelman with, once again, some good defense on the infield. He stays with that difficult fly ball for the second out.
Yeah, sun's at a good angle where it's a little easier to look at those sky-high fly balls.
Well, you know, the thing of it is, you cannot practice catching balls in winds like this. Only when you have the wind can you get any practice. So you can catch fly balls all day long, all night long, but until you experience what this crosswind is all about, it's a very difficult situation. First pitch comes in as a called strike on Cameron Hackey. Hackey, the left fielder, played a little center field in the earlier game today. Looks at a breaking ball that drops in for strike two. Not a whole lot of speed on those, but I'll tell you what, it's hard to pull the trigger, isn't it?
Oh, no doubt. Just kind of freezes you, puts you right there on ice.
Now you're really on ice, thin ice. 0-2 pitch, what's he going to do to you here? He'll bring the high heat in for strike three, and the Hilltoppers are retired 1-2-3 here in the top of the second. No runs, no hits, no errors, nobody left on. We'll go to the bottom of the second. Hillsboro 1, Nokomis nothing. You're listening to the Montgomery County Tournament on WSMI. We move quickly to the bottom of the second. Bottom of the first, Nokomis went down 1-2-3. Top of the second, Hillsboro went down 1-2-3. So there's been six batters in a row who stepped up to that plate without much luck. Now it'll be Ryan Eisenbarth, the pitcher, batting from the left side as he stands in, and he'll wait the first offering from Preston Lierla. Breaking ball, called strike.
Went 2-for-4 in the opener today.
Tell you what, Eisenbarth is a solid young man. As he'll pop this one up into short center field. Center fielder calls off the infield and says, I got it. And he will. Jace Stewart making the catch out there for the first out of the second inning. Stewart got fooled on one earlier today, and it looked like he had a bead on it from the very beginning to almost the very end. In the last 10 feet, all of a sudden the wind caught that and blew it right over his glove, and he tried to make the catch, and when he landed awkwardly. But it looks like he's none the worse for wear. Pitch number one is a ball. Second pitch is drilled right back up the middle. Cooper Bertolino says, I'll just put it back from whence it came, and he laces that single to center.
Yeah, he had a huge game. Big two RBI double, went 3-for-4 in the opener.
That is the first hit of the game for the Nokomis Redskins. He'll stand down at first base as Hunter Brewers, the right fielder, stands in a very open stance from the right side, looks at ball one outside. Brewers wearing that big number 20 in black with white trim on that red jersey with white sleeves. This one goes right over the top of his head for ball two. Duck and run. Well, you don't have to run, but you better duck. Two balls, no strikes on the number six hitter, Hunter Brewers. Runner on first, one out. Oh, he saw one he liked. He couldn't make connections. Ball eludes the catcher. And on the passed ball, the base runner goes down to second base. So the tying run, Cooper Bertolino, is in scoring position with a 2-1 count on Hunter Brewers, who stands in. That left foot is way outside. He'll pop this one up, comes over towards the Nokomis dugout. Nobody's going to have a play on that one as it goes just outside the fence there.
Just don't want to see anything like that Cardinals-Brewers game.
You'd smack each other.
Yikes.
I got it. You take it. Let's have a meeting. You gots to talk. You gots to talk. That will be a foul ball strike for a 2-2 count. on Brewers. Tying run still down there at second base with one out. See if he can lace one to right. He was trying. He swings and he misses. Throw down to first base. Whoop! It gets in and out of the first baseman's glove. And so he will be safe despite the strikeout. Brewers hustling down to first base, and the other runner headed over to third. So it's runners on first and third. So Lyer has a strikeout, but has the man on base. That's a revolting development, as Riley would say. And so with two on now and one out, that'll bring up Austin Thornton, the left fielder. Thornton batting in the number seven spot, wearing the number five on his jersey. First pitch comes in high and tight. Ball number one. Brewers thought about heading to second and decided, well, maybe not.
Boy, and he was hitting the ball hard in the first game. Went 2-for-3 and big RBI single as part of the big Nokomis sixth inning that paved the way for them to overcome a deficit most of the game and take a four-run edge heading into the seventh. And he really hit the ball with authority and moves up, kind of like a record moved up a notch in the countdown.
We're talking about Austin Thornton. And Austin Thornton is not what you'd call 6'2", 195. He is a kind of a smallish guy, as standards would go in baseball. But that is the beauty of baseball. You don't have to be 6 foot tall, 200 pounds, in order to be an outstanding hitter in baseball. And Austin Thornton is proving that here today. The 1-0 pitch comes into him. Nice swing, a little bit ahead of it. Fouls it off the left side, and the count goes to 1-1.
Did a pretty good job of hitting two down in the count. One of those hits coming, I believe, on a 1-2 count.
Got a short, compact swing, so he can protect the plate pretty well there. Somebody's got their computer on high volume.
Yeah.
That pitch at the letters is a called strike, and the count goes to 1-2.
I just want, again, I want to clarify, we are in an actual baseball game. This is not an e-sports event.
Yeah. I wish they would turn that volume down a little bit.
Yeah.
I keep thinking I'm getting a phone call or a message or something. In any event, here comes the 1-2 pitch. Oh, calls strike three on the outside corner. And Thornton is caught looking. That will be the second out of the inning, second strikeout of the inning for Lyerla.
That's one thing. I'm not sure if I'm ready for the day that WSMI calls eSports.
No. So that will be 3 Ks on the day. And it'll bring up Cade Johnson. Johnson, the center fielder for the Redskins today, bats in from the left side, batting in that number 8 slot, playing in that position, number 8, which is center field. One strike, goes down and tries to get the 7 iron on that one. It goes foul, and the count goes to 0-2.
It brings his hand to the joystick, presses and fires. I just can't picture it.
All right, so Johnson in the hole with two strikes, no balls, two outs, runner on second, runner on third for the Redskins. So the tying and potential go-ahead run setting out there. And here's a pitch that a strikeout is going to be registered, and the pitch is going to get by the catcher for the second time in the inning. And this time the runner is going to be safe at second. The runner's going to advance to third, and the runner who was at third, Cooper Bertolino, comes in with the tying run. So there you go, utilizing strikeouts to advance base runners.
You take it any way you can get it. It all looks the same on the board.
We have seen a few oddity plays like this today, and I guess that's just par for the course here. So now Johnson is going to head down to second, and he will get second base on indifference there. They'll allow him to go. And that brings to the plate Ian Keller. Keller has a ball and a strike as he fouls the second pitch off.
Well, he did a great job battling on the mound. Got through some tough times and really started to dominate in that victory over Litchfield.
So here comes the 1-1 pitch. Whoa, over the top of the head of Ian Keller. He ducks. And with runners on second and third, 2-1 count. Keller swings right through it for a 2-2 count. So Preston Lierla in a position to get out of this inning without any further damage if he can get one by him here. And he does. Caught looking for a call, strike three, and that is the third out of the inning. But Nokomis comes up with one run on one hit. They have two runners left on base, and we'll go to the top of the third. Our score reads Hillsboro 1, Nokomis 1. You're listening to the Montgomery County Baseball Tournament, WSMI. Sean Blint, another record-setting performance.
Wow.
Four strikeouts in one inning. And we move now to the top of the third. Bunt attempt is successful by Sturt, but he's going to be thrown out at first. A good fielding job there by Brendan Lyons. That ball didn't go but a couple of feet out in front of the plate, but Lyons, he pounced on it. Good throw, and that's a difficult throw down to first base with that runner going down the baseline, but he cleared it to the first baseman. It goes 2-3 for out number one, and that's the way the top of the third starts. Jay Stewart, the number nine hitter, commits the first out. We're back to the top of the order and Dylan Smail. Smail singled and scored in the first. Oh, that was a little bit too far inside. And it caught him on the backside. Thank goodness, a little bit of padding there, and he'll be okay.
Yeah, win-win. Gray's wound and...
And it was a breaking ball, not the heater. So that was a blessing as well.
Got the 90 feet at a discount.
There you go. And he will take it on base for the second time. As Hillsboro had three hits in the first inning, scored one, went down 1-2-3 in the second. Now here in the top of the third, Smail with a one-out hit by pitch. He's down to first base, diving back in as Reisenbar throws over there. Drake Vogel, who also had a single in the first inning, he's waiting in the wings. He'll step in to the batter's box on the right side. The lanky right-hander against the solid right-handed pitcher, Eisenbarth, brings it, and it is driven deep to left field. And that one lands on the road, and I mean to tell you, Drake Vogel turned on that one. Whoa, Nelly, no doubt about that one. He parked that one on the street. My car, however, is safe for anybody who really cares.
Yeah, air traffic control held the other planes on the runway. They knew that thing was taking off.
No doubt about it. He knew as soon as it left his bat that he had gotten all of that. Something tells me that probably is neither his first nor his last home run. So a two-run shot for Vogel makes it 3-0 Hillsboro here in the top of the third. Four hits for the Toppers. Vogel has two of them. And that one a big blow over the left field fence. Two-run home run. Now one lifted in the air to left. This one is much higher, a little bit shorter. Left fielder Austin Thornton comes in to make the catch for the second out of the inning.
These outfielders on both sides showing some pretty good range.
Well, it may be Easter weekend, but I think we have probably seen a few outfielders who they've been doing some praying of their own today. When that ball goes up in the air, just praying that it'll fall down into their glove because there's a lot of stuff going on up there in the atmosphere today. First pitch by Mills.
Yeah, nice. Driven into the dirt. That batter's box is all that maintenance.
Forget about it.
And it was pretty much wiped out after one or two batters.
Our first pollen attack of the day.
Ooh.
Got rid of that one, and thankfully, folks, I wasn't right in my microphone at the time. It could have been a lot worse. Strike one.
A pollen dirt cocktail.
There you go. Nice shot right back up the middle. I like that kind of hitting as Ketch Mills didn't try to do anything fancy with it. He simply took it right back from whence it came. A two-out single up the middle for Ketch Mills, who's one for one on the day now.
I'll tell you, I have come to enjoy baseball at this level more and more. You know, you see guys in situations where you just need to put the ball in play and they're swinging from the heels in the big leagues. It's nice to see the unselfish team game I grew up with.
Yes, fifth hit of the day for the Toppers, all coming from the top four in the batting order. Now Mills will hustle back to first as he's looked back by Eisenbarth. Gavin Matush stands in. The batting from the left side. He grounded to second. This one coming right back at me. Thank God for good fences.
Pollen and baseball is headed in your direction.
Amen.
Fortunately, you're not allergic.
I don't know if I didn't flinch or if I'm just so old and slow that I'll flinch pretty soon. You know how that goes pretty soon. Almost got me. Any event, one ball, no strikes on Gavin Matush. The right fielder waiting on this delivery. Ooh, came in over the outside corner. He gave up on it. I gave up on it. The umpire did not. 1-1 is the count with Ketch Mills down at second base. Thanks to the wild pitch, he's in scoring position. See if Matush can increase that 3-0 lead. Oh, he muscled that one down the right field line. That was in on his fist. A lot of people would not have been able to handle that pitch, but the big guy, Gavin Matush, simply guided that one into the right field corner, and it's an RBI single for Matush. Makes it 4-0. Hillsboro, you talk about some masterful hitting. There's some more right there.
That's just, boy, that's great vision and
man
really knowing how to work a bat.
Yes, manhandling that ball, as you said. Good handling of the bat. Matush is going to be as proud of that one as he would be a line drive to the wall. As he picks up the RBI, that's the third run scored here in the third inning. Makes it 4-1 in favor. And now the pickoff attempt goes into the right field corner. Matush is going to go to second. He'll take a look and decide that's all the further I want to go. So that'll go down as an E1. As Eisenbarth makes the mistake with two outs of allowing that runner now to get into scoring position as a result of his error. So Smail and Vogel and Mills have all scored here in the third inning. Three runs in, another one out there on second. And a line drive. Oh, nice catch by Ian Keller. He had a good jump on that one from third base. They always say you don't have to be fast at third. You just have to be quick. And he was lightning quick there.
They don't call it the hot corner for nothing.
And that is the third out. However, Hillsboro comes up with three runs here in the third inning on three hits. They left a runner on base. And as we go to the bottom of the third, Hillsboro 4, Nokomis 1, back after these messages on WSMI. As we head to the bottom of the third, we'll head to the top of the Nokomis batting order as they will have the number 1, 2, and 3 hitters up. Four hitters in a row struck out for Nokomis in the second inning. And you say, how'd that happen? Well, two of them reached safely on a pass ball on a third strike call. Now we'll start off with the leadoff man, Brenton Lyons, to lead things off here in the bottom of the third. He'll watch ball one go inside. Now he'll look at this one, and it's popped up into left. Left fielder fading back towards the line. Lost his cap and kept the ball. Made a good catch there, did Cameron Hackey, as he stayed with that one, and that was no easy catch as well. Out number one. That will bring up Elijah Allman. Allman, who grounded out to second his first time, playing in the shortstop position, wearing a big number 9 on that jersey. They're wearing their red jerseys with the black numerals and the white trim, white sleeves, white pants with a red-black trim on the side. Swings and misses, and it's 1-1 on Elijah Allman.
He was thinking fastball. It's a guessing game.
If you guess right, good things happen. If you guess wrong, well, you maybe can look kind of silly. That's the way baseball is. Ball two goes outside. 2-1 on the number 2 hitter, Elijah Allman. Little slow roller. I thought that one may have gone off his foot. In any event, it goes foul. So we'll do it all over again with a 2-2 count. Landon Engelman to follow. Here in the bottom of the third, Nokomis scored a run last inning. Then Hillsboro answered with 3 in the top. And now, whoa, way up top. Allman tried to catch up with it. Not often are you going to catch up with a pitch like that. And he becomes strikeout victim number 6.
Somehow that high hard one turns a player into Pavlov's dog, and they swing away, and usually winds up in favor of the pitcher.
Well, I'll tell you, one guy who was glad to see that was upstairs, that was Zane Duff, because in the last inning, those strike 3 calls were inside and low, and he couldn't get a handle on them. This one, he said, I got no problem reaching up and catching that one. And so with 2 outs, that'll bring Landon Engelman. Did somebody knock on the door? Did that ball almost hit me?
I think that was another. You're a marked man.
Another one of those. Oh, way to stroke that one. Up the middle it goes into right center. Center fielder over. He's having a little trouble picking it up, and it'll be a stand-up double by Landon Engelman. He got one to his liking, and I like the way these guys are taking that ball right back up the middle. That is the second hit of the game for the Redskins, and they'll see if they can played another run here. They got one last inning, looking for another one this inning, trailing right now 4-1.
Oh, a sharp liner hit it on the nose. You know, sometimes you think a kid might be tempted with by the flag showing the wind blowing out to the left, but doesn't seem like they've changed their approach at all today, anybody.
Ooh, that one way outside. Duff does a good job of shifting over and getting the glove on that one. As Bob Uecker would say, just a bit outside.
Is that guy incredible or what?
One ball, no strikes. There was another one just like the other one. This one a little bit lower. And once again, Duff with a good stop. And we say that not just because it's a good stop, but if he doesn't make that stop, then that runner is going to be able to advance to third. And with 2 outs, if he's at third base, there's so many ways he can get home, so many more ways. Again, they go to the outside corner. This time, it is driven down the left field line. Left fielder Cameron Hackey is after it, but he can't get there. He was flying, lost his hat again, but could not get the ball.
Yeah, I don't want that. I don't want that pill with the jellyfish thing going on in the ads. Give me whatever Bob Uecker has, because doggone it, he is sharp. His energy level is unbelievable. His wit is just limitless, and I think he still works solo.
2 balls and 1 strike, 2 out, runner on second. Eisenbarth with a little chopper to second. He's trying to leg it out, but he's not going to beat the throw from Dylan Smale. So it goes 4-3 for out number 3. And so Nokomis is retired in the bottom of the third. It'll be 1 hit, no errors, no runs, 1 left on base. As we move to the 4th inning, it is Hillsboro 4, Nokomis 1. You're listening to WSMI. We're headed into that 6 o'clock hour now, as we still have plenty of sunlight left. And as I say that, who knows how long this game may go, but it doesn't matter because we have lights here at T-Tote Field if we need them. However, or at T-Tote Park, I should say. It's Starin Field. But we move now to the 4th inning, 4-1. Hillsboro with a lead. Hillsboro comes to the plate. It'll be the number 7 hitter, Zane Duff, as he has looked at 2 pitches outside the strike zone. So with a 2-0 count, Duff, who popped up to the second baseman his first time out, looking to see if he can find one to drive out to the outfield. That one on the outside corner at the letters for a called strike.
If those lights malfunction, Hillsborough's already proven that they can play in the gloaming, so to speak. Declan Riggs, Grand Slam when they beat Greenville, where they don't have lights yet.
There was no doubt about it in his mind, though. It left the yard. Now on the inside corner, is this coming back? Tell me it's going behind us. Thank you very much.
They got to like it. So they're going to have, what, lights and turf in the near future? That will be a game changer.
Yes, indeed. So now the count goes to 2-2 on Zane Duff, the leadoff hitter for the Toppers here in the top of the fourth. They lead 4-1. Here comes a pitch low and away, and the count goes full. There's just something about seeing that big flag out in center field when it is totally unfurled like that. A very majestic sight, to say the least. And this one is lined into center field. Center fielder camps under it and makes the catch for the first out.
Boy,
got under it just a bit.
A nice mix, you know, that flag as a backdrop, and behind us that, boy, that impressive Veterans Memorial.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
And they certainly have some good ones. A good one up the road in Morrisonville. And
so that will bring in Cameron Hackey with nobody on and one out. Hackey wearing number 8. As he bats in the number 8 slot and takes a called strike. Hackey was strikeout victim. His first time up, holds that bat high, get those knees bent, locked in. Oh, good job there as he stroked that one right back up the middle. You talk about technique-wise, couldn't get much better. He had the ankles bent, the knees bent, the hips flexed. He was ready to drive that one, and drive it he did, right back up the middle for a one-out single.
Hit that one like a ping-pong ball, except you don't mind getting hit by a ping-pong ball.
There you go.
Wouldn't want to be on the receiving end of that one.
And so Hackey's down at first with one out. And that'll bring up Jace Stewart. Stewart batting from the left side. Takes a ball outside. One on, one out. Top of the fourth, 4-1. Hillsborough over Nokomis. In this, the championship game of the Montgomery County Baseball Tournament. Good to see this is back and going again. Good to see that we have all four teams in the county tournament again. And as you said, there's a lot of rivalry between these teams, but I think a lot of camaraderie between the athletes themselves. Swing and a miss by the lefty, Jace Stewart. I say lefty, batting from the left side as Eisenbarth. There's a 1-1 count on the number 9 hitter, Jace Stewart. Looks the runner at first, now to the plate. Ooh, put that one right in on his fist, and Stewart with a good job to fight that one off. I'm not sure if he wanted to hit it or just wanted to make sure it didn't hit him. It was a protect me kind of swing.
Yeah, the bat can be not just an offensive weapon, but a means of self-defense.
If I don't get you, you'll get me. So it's 1-2 now on Jay Stewart. Dylan Smale waits in the on-deck circle. Throw over to first. Hackey dives back in safely. I can hear Hackey's mother saying, now I'm going to have to wash that. It's filthy. And Dad says, do it again, if necessary. He's going, pitches high and away, and Hackey goes into second. Under the tag, and he is safe. Cameron Hackey showing some good speed as he has stolen base to get himself in scoring position with one out here for Jay Stewart. The pitch was high and away, evening the count at 2-2, but Hackey got a good jump on that one. Now down at second, seeing if Jace Stewart can chase him home with the fifth run. Another one outside off the catcher's mitt into third. Goes Cameron Hackey. So he's gotten some good base running here to get him all the way over to the hot corner 90 feet away here. Now, if Sturt can bring him in, Sturt with a three ball, two strike count, one out. Top of the fourth, 4-1 Hillsboro, threatening to get another one right here, right now. We shall see. Pitch comes in. Sturt laces it to left. It'll go out over the fence and out of play. Once again, nowhere near my car. How about yours?
I think mine was safe on that one. Now I'm surrounded by two trucks. That helps.
There you go.
Rolled my windows down.
There you go.
That's something you can't do everywhere.
Good idea.
The joy of being in Raymond.
Yes. Here comes the delivery. Line drive to the second baseman. Second baseman does a good job of snagging that one. But then when he throws it to third to try to pick off the runner, he throws it into short left. And Hackey comes in to score. Some heads up running there on a line drive to second base for the second out. Outstanding catch there by Landon Engelman. But then when he tried to throw back to third to double off Hackey, he threw it into short left field corner, and Hackey comes in to score. Fifth run of the game for the Toppers, and that was all set up by Cameron Hackey's basic running the bases, getting himself in a position to score on a play like that. So now a called strike, and that is Dylan Smail, the leadoff hitter. Smail, who's been on base twice, and he has scored twice. A leadoff single in the first, was hit by a pitch in the third, has scored two runs, bats here with nobody on, and a two out. And he'll take a called strike, and from the moans and groans, either somebody ate some bad food or they didn't like that call. And I know they didn't eat any bad food. I told the people in the concession stand I would make my call. I had both the pork chop and a pork burger, and it was a tie. I couldn't tell you one was better than the other. But if I was going back to get a third, and I shan't do that, I think I'd have to go with another pork chop.
No. Hard to go wrong.
Either way, and I think they may still have some left there, so if you're here in a crowd, head on down there, because if you don't, I'm going to take whatever's left over home. Pop up into right field. I say pop up. It's sending the right fielder back. But Hunter Brose makes a nice running catch heading towards the wall to finish out the fourth inning. But the Nokomis Redskins give up another run as Hillsboro plates one run on one hit. And it is now Hillsboro with a 5-1 lead as we go to the bottom of the fourth. Jen Graham, our producer back in the studio, she hasn't had to put up with this wind all day. And you know what? I'm glad she hasn't.
No, only our wind.
Yes. We are in the bottom of the fourth now as the Redskins come to bat. They need some runs, trailing 5-1. First pitch thrown in there on the outside corner. Taking a whack at is Cooper Bertolino, and they're going to say he was out. Ground ball to the shortstop. Bang, bang, play at first. Did not go the way of the Redskins.
Well, and the shortstop hauls it in. A nice job there, but thought, you know, he had extra time to just be real sure about that, getting the handle. And like, ooh, boy, not so much time after all. Bertolino really flies down the base paths.
I hate it when the left side infielders think they have that much extra time and they want to do that glove tap and all that stuff. Throw that thing. Get rid of that ball. Ground out to the shortstop for the first out of the inning, Cooper Bertolino. That brings up Hunter Brose. Brose was a strikeout victim in the second. He did, however, thanks to the pass ball, reach third base. Pitch high and, well, actually not high, behind the batter. Comes all the way back to me. I think I'm going to have to change my hat. I think I got a target on it or something. The pitchers are aiming right at me. Two balls, no strikes on Brewers. He'll swing at one in the dirt. Make the count 2-1. Two balls, one strike, one out. We play here in the bottom of the fourth. Hillsboro with a 5-1 lead on Nokomis. In this, the championship game of the 2022 Montgomery County Baseball Tournament. Swing and a miss. And the count evens up at 2-2. On number 20, Hunter Brewers, the right fielder. Stocky hitter waves that bat, settles in, swings and strokes this one up the middle. Shortstop comes over, makes a good stop, makes a good throw, makes it out number two. That's the way you make that play.
Well done, well done.
Don't need any icing on the cake. If the cake is good, it doesn't need icing. Did I say that out loud?
You want to make it an out assembly line.
There you go.
Keep producing.
Two up, two down. Austin Thornton to the plate. He looked at strike three, reached on a pass ball. He'll swing and foul this one right back, and it'll catch the umpire. Everybody checks in with the home plate umpire. You okay? He says okay, okay, and then gives it a flex. Yeah, no, you got a tough hombre behind the plate like that. And here comes one over the head. That'll even the count at 1-1. I do believe scoreboard put up a strike there. He had one that was fouled back, I thought. Doesn't make any difference. A little spinner going out to second base. Second baseman does a good job of staying with that. I like the way Smale gets down, stays down, looked that ball all the way into his glove because that had a little, what do you call it, cue ball spin on it.
Yeah.
Like it was playing in billiards, but he stayed right with it. And it's a 1-2-3 inning. As the Nokomis Redskins go down 1-2-3 for the second time tonight. No runs, no hits, no errors, nobody left on base. We'll move to the fifth inning, and it is Hillsboro 5, Nokomis 1, back after these messages on WSMI. Drake Vogel, as he stepped to the plate, had a bit of a smile on his face, and well he should, as he singled in the first inning, and then a towering two-run home run in the third inning. Kind of glanced out there at that left field fence as he stepped in. He'll look at ball one inside, at breaking ball, and I don't think Eisenbarth wants to give him anything good to hit here in this at-bat. In the top of the fifth, 5-1, Hillsboro with the lead. Pitch just off the inside corner for ball two.
I thought we were going to have protesters outside the left field fence for the people for ethical treatment of baseballs. I mean, it was just sheer cruelty the way he hit that ball.
He hammered it, that's for sure. As Dusty Baker would say, that he scalded that one. Indeed. The count is 2 balls, no strikes on Drake Vogel leading off. This one, a line shot past third, gets into that thick grass and finally slows down. The left fielder going to have to come in quickly, gets it in, but the throw is going to be late as Vogel, hustling all the way, gets to second base on that one. An outstanding running play by Vogel as he saw that one heading into the grass, knew it was going to die before the left fielder could get there, so he took off and it's hit number 8 for the Hilltoppers here this evening. A leadoff double. Oh, he's going to get a have a seat. Who are they putting in there for him?
See if I can get a number there.
I thought I saw a number going out, and then I missed it. That wouldn't be Lessman out there, would it? Dylan Lessman? Maybe he'll turn around here. Nope. Number 2 on the back of that jersey.
Number 2 up.
That is Drake. That can't be him. Maybe he did stay there. Okay, he just took and gave his glove over.
Okay.
Or his running glove he got. Okay, so it wasn't a courtesy runner for him, and I didn't think he would need one. Now a pitch is fouled off by Ketch Mills, and that'll be 2 strikes on Mills.
Tim is my courtesy runner at work.
There you go.
If I ever.
All right, so Vogel is on at second with that leadoff double. Let's see, I made a mistake in my batting order. The lefty, Declan Riggs, to the plate. Riggs going to lace one in to right. Vogel was a little late leaving second because he wasn't sure if the first baseman was going to catch it or not. So Riggs is going to be perched down there at first base with a single. And that will be hit number 9 for the Hilltoppers. And that's put runners on the corners.
What's that old phrase we use in sports, better than their record? That seems to describe this Hillsboro bunch.
Yeah, yes, yes. They come in with a 5-7 record. But as you said, they're playing much better than that. Now Ketch Mills, who is 1-for-2, he singled and scored in the third. He stands in with runners on the corners. Riggs at first, Vogel as second. For some reason or another, Riggs just looks like to me that he's got that idea that I may just take off and head to second. 5-1, I can gamble a little bit. Outstanding athlete. Maybe a bit of a daredevil. I don't know that. We shall see. Now he's thinking, okay, you're going to look at me. I'm ready to go. I'm ready to go. I'm ready to go. No, I'm not going to go. Strike on the outside corner to Mills.
Got a little Greyhound DNA.
There you go.
This looks like he's ready to race.
Yeah. That's what you call that aggressive nature. And we saw that in basketball as well with him. Be very aggressive.
Thoroughbred.
Yep. He takes the lead off, wants to get another step. See if he can get another step. No, this one comes in high. Nope, it's on the letters. He'll call that a strike, and it's 0-2. You know what? A lot of these pitches look a little bit high, but the man in blue has been very consistent with giving that call both ways all day. You can live with that. You can live with that. Just be consistent. That's what most players will tell you they're asking for. We know what to swing at and what not to swing at. That was one he wanted to swing at, but Mills fouls it back. And the count remains 0-2. As we said, runners on the corners. Greg Vogel down at third. Declan Riggs over at first. Nobody out here in the top of the fifth. 5-1 Hillsboro, the number two seed in the tournament, ahead of the number one seeded Nokomis Redskins. 5-1 toppers. This one's upstairs, and it is too high. That makes the count 1-2. Nobody out. Scoreboard clock says it's 6:22 in the evening here in mid-Illinois. And we're pleased that you're listening to the Macoupin, the Montgomery County Tournament. I've been so used to saying Macoupin County Tournament basketball over the years. It came out without thinking, and without thinking, Mills watches strike three go by. For the first out of the inning, Ketch Mills is caught looking. That'll be strikeout number three for Eisenbarth. And now with two on and one out, that'll bring up Gavin Matush, grounded to second his first time up, singled with an RBI in the third. Strike one. Matush standing in from the left side, gets set, holds that bat up high. Hands up about ear level. Elbow back. Pitch outside. Ball one. 1-1. As the umpire says, I want to make sure everybody knows that I'm calling this correctly. So he goes out and dusts off the plate. Comes back. Settles in behind the catcher, Brendan Lyons. As Ryan Eisenbarth gets ready to look in with runners on the corners. He'll check on the runners. He'll come to set. Now going and heading off to second. Going back safe to third. And luckily for the Hilltoppers, Vogel, who was caught off third, dove back in and got back successfully. So the double steal doesn't go as a double steal, but the end result is as they go to third with the throw, down to second goes Declan Riggs. So now runners are on second and third. So end result, Hilltoppers picked up a base.
Shopping for an insurance policy.
There you go. 5-1, 2 on deck. Boo, this one way outside. Lyons does a good job of chasing that down. The count goes to 2-1. Tell you what, Lyons gets out of that stance very quickly when he has to lunge out there to get the ball. And I'm telling you, these pitchers are after me. Ooh, nice pitch there, right on the outside corner. Just when everybody thought he was going to pick on me, he picks on that outside corner.
Boy, Eisenbarth, such a competitor. Doesn't matter the score. You know, he's got that eye black. He looks like a middle linebacker up there on the mound.
Tell you what, he could play linebacker on my team anytime. And also power forward. Foul this one off, straight back. And the count remains 2 balls, 2 strikes, 2 on, 1 out. Top of the fifth. Go ahead.
It was a joy to watch him on the hardwood. What a tenacious rebounder.
And you know, and the thing of it was, it was like he was just doing his job. It wasn't like anything showboaty or anything else. It was just, I know what needs to be done, and I'll get it done. And a lot of times he was doing the dirty work, getting the boards and everything, and not getting credit for a lot of his effort. Pop up behind third, foul territory, staying with it, staggering. Ian Keller comes up with a catch. And again, the adventure. Keller says, no worries, I got it. However, it looked as though there could have been just a slight sigh of relief after he made that catch. Whew, glad that one's over. Two down now, and the batter, Devin Spicer, stands in. And he'll ground one. Hopper to third, up over, high throw, handled there by Bertolino. So it'll go 5-3 for out number three. And so the Hilltoppers are going to be denied any runs here in the top of the fifth. They had two hits. They had two left on base. As we go to the bottom of the fifth, Hillsboro 5, Nokomis 1. You're listening to WSMI. We move to the bottom of the fifth. It'll be the number 8, 9, and 1 hitters due up here for the Nokomis Redskins. Sean Belent, Gary Boker, back of the studios, Jen Graham. This triumvirate having a good time in baseball. Got to throw in Carl DeBar, Tim Mize. They had the early shift. And I know Tim Mize is not resting at home. Do you have any idea where he is? He is coaching a 13 and under league game. His nephew, I believe it is, playing baseball. And so he has become the coach, Coach Mize.
Kind of that Terry Toad tradition.
There you go.
Just finds time to help the youth out. And
swing and a miss.
Hats off to him.
Cade Johnson from the left side. The center fielder is behind on the count. 1-2 here in the bottom of the fifth. Swing and a miss, and he strikes out. He is the 7th strikeout victim of the day and the 1st out of the inning for the Redskins. As Preston Lierla doing a pretty good job out there on the mound. He's given up only 1 run on only 2 hits as he pitches here in the fifth for the Redskins. Time starting to get a little bit short. Time to start whittling away at that 4-run deficit as Ian Keller looks at strike number 1. Swing and a miss, strike number 2. Tell you what, Lierla, if anything, he may be getting stronger the further along he goes.
Yeah, even though it's getting colder and you'd think the arm would get a little tighter, it's not the...
He's wearing those 3/4 length sleeves. They just barely cover his elbow. He doesn't seem like he's even feeling the cold at all. Continues to throw strikes. Another one fouled off. Keller in the hole, 0-2 with nobody on. 1 out here. Bottom of the fifth. Nokomis trailing 5-1. This one a little outside. Eludes the catcher. Nobody on base. No problem. Ooh, the umpire wanting to get a little exercise, decides he'll run back there and get that one himself. Gets to lift those knees a little bit, get a little jogging in. It's not an easy place to be all day standing behind home plate. Base umpire gets to move around a little bit more. Here's a ground ball to third, underneath the third baseman's glove, as Spicer went ole, didn't get the play. Down to first goes Ian Keller. That for the Redskins is only base hit number 3 on the day. Wow.
That's tough. You know how much a baseball weighs, and you know it's not there in the basket.
Well, he went down going to make that little swoop and quick throw over to first, but he forgot to get the ball in the glove. Maybe the sunglasses failed him. He didn't get a good look at it. Any event, now trailing by four runs, Keller says, what the heck, I'm going to steal. And he heads down to second base, trying to get something going for the Redskins. He's safe down there with one out as Brendan Lyons looked at ball one. To the stretch, Laiello. To the plate. Inside low, off the catcher's shin guard. It comes back. Catcher has no idea where it went. Base runner is continuing, and he comes all the way around from second base to score. Nobody over in the Hillsboro dugout was able to give him any help as to where the ball was. All they had to do was say, it's by Boker.
Yeah, there you go.
It was right here in front of me, but that pass ball was a two-base pass ball and results in a run being scored for the Redskins, makes it 5-2.
One of those frustrating moments, you feel like the whole world's looking at you, and you think, do I have time to flip off the mask or not?
Well, that's one of those situations where I guess maybe you're better off if you just go run somewhere, you know, run back towards the screen somewhere, because he was just kind of going around in circles and like he was lost, and that is a terrible feeling to not have any idea where the ball is.
Oh, to be the only one, and that's difficult, and you don't know until most of us haven't put that mask on and been in those shoes.
Three balls and one strike. This one breaks in over the inside corner. A good pitch there by Laiello, and the count goes full on the leadoff hitter, Brenton Lyons. Lyons batting with a full count. Nobody on now, thanks to the two-base pass ball, allowed Keller to come in and score the second run of the game for the Redskins. They trail 5-2. 3-2 count. One out. Swing and a miss. Catcher can't handle it. He'll have to throw down to first, and he does, to retire Brenton Lyons for the second out of the inning. It'll be strikeout number 8. On the evening for Preston Laiello, 8 Ks, has given up only 3 hits and 2 runs, 4 2/3 innings pitched. Elijah Allman, the shortstop, standing in for the third time, grounded to second, struck out. He's 0-2 on the afternoon and swings and misses the inside delivery from Preston Laiello. Second one over the outside corner. He nubs that one. It's kind of a pool stick, cue stick hit there. Spun off for strike 2. No balls, 2 strikes on Allman. Nokomis has scored 1, but they need 3 more. This one fouled back right behind him. And Zane Duff says, I know where that one is. Why couldn't I find the one before? Well, Zane, don't feel like the Lone Ranger, because you're not the first catcher that's ever been in that position and not knowing where the ball went. It's the product of the trade. Ooh, inside pitch. He fought it off and sends it out to the third baseman for the third out, but that was one of those ones, if he didn't hit it, it was going to hit him on the kneecap. He'll pop out to the third baseman for the third out. And so Nokomis comes up with 1 run on 1 hit, no runners left on base. After 5 innings of play, we'll go to the top of the 6th. Hillsboro 5, Nokomis 2. You're listening to WSMI. Jen Graham, our producer, back in the studio. I'm Gary Boker, Sean Blint alongside. We move to the 6th inning, 5-2, Hillsboro with the lead. Hillsboro coming to bat here in the top of the 6th. It'll be the number 7, 8, and 9 hitters, Zane Duff, Cameron Hackey, and Jace Stewart, due up.
As far as the fans warming up, it's kind of gone. They've gone to the bullpen. They've gone from stadium blankets to stadium quilts. here in the late going.
Speaking of the bullpen, who do we have on the mound there? Farnokomis.
Got a lefty.
That will be Cade Johnson. Is that right?
I think you are correct.
He will replace Eidenbarth on the mound. Get my ink to work in my pen. One ball and one strike to Zane Duff leading off here in the top of the sixth. So the book will be complete on Eisenbarth as he will go five innings on the night. He will give up five runs. And he will give up only, how many hits was that? Nine hits. And as far as walks, he had three. He had no walks. One hit by pitch. And Duff is going to go down on strikes for the first out. He becomes strikeout victim number four. And the first for newly entered Cade Johnson. Foul ball out of play. Down by the bullpen. Strike one on Cameron Hackey. Hackey, who struck out in the second, singled and scored in the fourth. He bats here in the sixth with a no ball, one strike count. The lefty, Johnson, brings it in on the corner, strike two. That's always bad when you come in and all of a sudden you got to face a new pitcher. You haven't seen him. You don't know what he looks like. You don't know what he's got. And then he paints one on the outside corner on you. 0-2 count on Hackey, who's got to protect the plate here. This one comes in over his head, so he says, I think I can let that one go safely. And the count goes to 1-2.
It's kind of like the new neighbor who shows up who doesn't want to be friends. Here's where I'm cutting the grass. Here's the line, et cetera, et cetera.
I wouldn't know that. I don't have those kind of neighbors. Strike three called. Another bender coming in over the outside corner. That was almost unfair. As Hackey's caught looking for the second out of the inning. So it's two up, two down, two strikeouts for Cade Johnson here as he has come in the top of the sixth.
And that's still better than the neighbor who doesn't cut his grass at all.
There you go. Swing and a miss. Well, if he's going to be throwing strikes, you may as well go and be going up there hacking, and that's what Jay Stewart said. Saw one he liked. Problem is it broke away to the outside of the plate, and he needed a little bit longer bat. 5-2 is the topper lead. This one on the outside corner. Jace didn't like it, but I tell you what, the old man sitting back here had a good look at it, and, son, it was a strike.
Yep, she danced right over the strike zone and landed her.
Now with two strikes, you'd better protect. If he puts another one there, swing at it. He does and fouls it back. There you go. Remember Alvin Dark?
Oh, yes.
Years ago, Alvin Dark used to say, take two and go to right. You get two strikes up on you, you just shorten that swing and poke it in right. Well, this one would be a lefty poking it to left field, but the idea is still the same. This one will go high and outside for ball one. 1-2 with nobody on, two out. We play here in the top of the sixth. Hillsboro has a 5-2 lead over Nokomis in the championship game of the Montgomery County Baseball Tournament. You thought I was going to say McCubbin again, didn't you?
Yeah, McCubbin's big enough. They don't need more territory.
But they don't have a baseball tournament.
Isn't that something?
Have a town or a county that size and no baseball tournament. This is perhaps a relic in some ways, but it's awesome that these four schools get together. Oh, breaking ball. Had him fooled. He swung. He missed. Three up, three down, three K's in the book for Cade Johnson. He's done his share of the work. We go to the bottom of the sixth, 5-2, Hillsboro on top. Nokomis coming to bat. You're listening to WSMI. Sean Blint, we move to the bottom of the sixth. Toppers have a three-run lead. Right now, you'd have to say the Toppers need six outs to be county champions. And, of course, the Nokomis Redskins, they've got to get something going here. They got one last inning to make it 5-2. They need more here in the bottom of the sixth.
This would sound foolish to someone into astronomy, but the sun is dipped below the concession stand. I know on the Hillsboro side, those fans would like a quick finish. Nokomis, they'll take a comeback and endure the football conditions.
Oftentimes this time of year, you're looking to get in the shade, but not so today.
Yeah.
First pitch is outside.
I can't picture Carl Sagan.
Ooh, swing and a miss. Barely got a piece of that, did Landon Inkelman, as he leads off here in the bottom of the sixth. Count goes to 1-1, I believe. Scoreboard is frozen up, and I can understand that. Mm-hmm. Ball is low and away.
Can't picture Sagan talking about concession stands in galaxies and millions of something.
Here we go. Two balls, one strike on the leadoff hitter, Landon Inkelman. It's the 3, 4, and 5 hitters due up for Nokomis here in the bottom of the sixth. So this is when you'd like to be making some hay, and he fouls that one off, heading towards the railroad tracks.
Yeah, I think that one would have smacked a train if it was passing through.
So we believe the count is 2-2. Did you see the umpire raise his fingers or his hands too cold? I didn't catch that. Two balls and two strikes. That's what we're going with. That's my story, and I'm sticking with it. This one goes upstairs. See if he goes full count. Nope, he's going to spit instead.
Always dangerous to get dependent on the scoreboard operator, and they need a break once in a while.
Yeah, they're probably going to concession stand. You go talking about those pork burgers and pork chops, and I may be leaving here in a minute. Swing and a miss. And strikeout victim Landon Inkelman goes down for the second time tonight swinging. That's the first out here in the bottom of the sixth. It is the ninth strikeout for Preston Laerla as he's pitching strong here into the sixth inning.
Boy, he works quickly, especially off the full wind. He just goes to work.
That'll bring Ryan Eisenbarth to the plate. He flied out to center field before. The center fielder goes back. He pumps up against the wall as the ball goes over the center field fence. And so it is a home run for Ryan Eisenbarth as he gets the Redskins a little bit closer. Tell you what, that was no cheap home run. That was dead center field, and it was right in front of the flagpole as the extended wall out there in center field must be, what, about 10 feet high anyway? And it cleared it with plenty to spare.
The outfielder still gave it his best effort anyway.
Hell, he wasn't going to give it up on it. He went all the way back to the track, to the wall. He smacked up against the fence. It's cleared the fence. Reisenbarth with a solo home run here in the sixth. We've got too many balls that are outside the ballpark here. One's over in the tennis courts. One's over on the railroad tracks. One may be in the backseat of your car with those windows down. So now he comes back with a breaking ball over the outside corner to Cooper Bertolino. Bertolino, who had a single and scored in the second, grounded out to short in the fourth. Bats here in the sixth with his team trailing 5-3. They need a base runner or two. That one outside, and Bertolino was going to offer, and he decided, nope, I think I can let that one go. Somebody's going to have to move that concession stand so I get a little more sunlight. That's all there is to it. Either that or turn the heat lamp on. Oh, this was down and in. And strikeout victim number 10 for the second out here in the sixth inning. As Bertolino goes down swinging. So that's two outs, and that'll bring up Hunter Bros to the plate. Bros swings and misses the first offering from Lyerla. Lyerla working a little bit quicker now. I think he heard about that setting sun, and he doesn't want to be pitching in the shadows. So he decided, you know what, maybe I'll pick up my pace a little bit. He's ready to throw before the batter gets back in the batter's box. He'll get his sign. He'll rock. He'll fire right on his hands. Strike two.
Might have gotten a text from Mom. Hey, it's getting a little cold. Could you get us out of here?
I thought you were going to say supper's ready. Come home.
Yeah. Make your favorite dish.
There you go. Okay. He rocks and fires again. Oh, this one beans him. And Rose takes one for the team.
Right between the old shoulder blades.
Ooh, that one's going to sting in the morning. He'll trot down to first base as though I'm none the worse for wear. You can't hurt me. The right fielder for the Redskins. I think we're going to have a pinch runner here, as it looks like Garrett Engelman will come in to run for Brewers. And Brewers says, that's okay, but there was some sunshine out there at first base.
Yeah, give me a heating pad.
He takes his helmet.
Kill two birds with one stone.
Takes his helmet off as he goes into the dugout, letting his teammates know, I took one for the team, guys. He's the local hero right now as Austin Thornton stands in. Thornton represents the tying run, 5-3. Toppers on top. Redskins trying to threaten here with a two-out rally, hopefully in the bottom of the sixth. Runner on first. He's taking off. He's heading to second to throw. It was in time, but it gets in and out of the second baseman's glove. But I'll tell you what, Duff put that one just a little bit to the first base side of the bag, but I'll tell you, he was almost right on target with that. But give the stolen base not to Bros, but to the pinch runner who was in there for him. That was Garrett Engelman. He's now down at second base. And again, Austin Thornton looks at a ball, and the count evens at 1-1. Thornton represents the tying run here in the bottom of the sixth. Lyerla, who's been on the mound all day or all evening long, puts one right down the middle, and Thornton could not catch up with it. Count goes to 1-2. Lyerla, one strike away from getting out of this inning. Wiggling his fingers. I don't know if he's looking for a sign or just trying to keep the blood circulating in him. But he's ready. He brings it. Oh, a breaking ball that dropped down over, and Thornton is caught looking. What a pitch by Preston Lyerla, as he does an outstanding job after giving up that home run, after hitting a batter. He just hangs tough, gets the job done, gets the Hilltoppers out of the inning, as we will now move to the seventh, as it is Hillsboro 5, Nokomis 3. You're listening to WSMI. Dylan Smale leads it off here for the Toppers in the top of the seventh. He singled and scored in the first, was hit by a pitch and scored in the third, flied out to right in the fourth. Now he lines one into center field. Center fielder comes in, and Cade Johnson. Who's out there now as Cade Johnson is pitching? Let's see.
My long-range vision ain't what it used to be.
Okay, let me see what I can see there.
Yeah.
I want to say Keller might be out there. It looked like a number eight.
Pretty good bit, yeah.
Okay, in any event, Smale lines out to the center fielder for the first out of the seventh inning. That'll bring up Drake Vogel. Vogel, very good day. Singled in the first, home run, a two-run homer in the third, and a double in the fifth. Can't locate that breaking ball. Swings right through it for strike one here in the seventh. Toppers with a two-run lead. They would like to add to it, and Vogel knows how to do that, as this breaking ball is down and in and evens the count at 1-1. I just don't hardly think he's going to get the fastball down the middle. I just don't see that happening. As Johnson, the lefty, will rock and fire. Swing and a miss.
It's kind of like when your doctor changes your diet.
I wouldn't know what that's like. My doctor's never changed my diet. It's always whatever you want, you can't have. It's been that way for years. But, yes, yeah. I know what you mean.
Remember that favorite dish? Well, that's where it's going to be, in your memories.
Yes. Here we go with a one ball, two strike count on Drake Vogel with one out. That breaking ball, little nubber back to the pitcher. Ooh, the lefty slips, regains, and throws to first for the out. Good recovery there by Cade Johnson as he kind of got lost in the dust right there. And slipped, but was able to regain his balance and take the ground ball and take it 1-3 for out number two. That'll bring up Declan Riggs. Riggs has had a good day, 2-for-3 with an RBI. He singled in the first, flied out to left in the third, and singled in the fifth. He stands in from the left side, swings and misses the first one.
Another lefty versus lefty battle.
Riggs holds that bat high. Lefty on lefty, as you say, and here it comes. And that was the one thing that I think I dreaded as much as anything in baseball was batting as a left-hander, facing a left-handed pitcher. I always felt like that ball was headed for my ear. Just never was comfortable against left-handers. Never was very good against right-handers either, but that's another story for another day. Breaking ball once again. Johnson, who had three strikeouts in the last inning, has this one set up for his fourth K of the day. Can he do it? Two down here in the seventh. Foul right back, aimed right for me. I didn't flinch again. Good hustle there. That's catch Mills.
One of my great Little League baseball accomplishments was improving the confidence of pitchers. It was an outstanding trait of mine.
They felt like All-Americans, huh? Here we go. We'll try it again. He'll bring that breaking ball in. This one goes outside, and Riggs wanted to go after it, but he held up at the last second. A little smile comes over his face. Now he's back to game face with a two-ball, two-count, two-strike count, two outs here in the top of the seventh. His team leading by two. Wind blowing out to left as it's done all day. There was a breaking ball, and he went fishing and came up empty. So it's a 1-2-3 inning for the Hillsboro Hilltoppers here in the top of the seventh. So we'll go to the bottom of the seventh. Nokomis trails by two. It's Hillsboro 5, Nokomis 3. Bottom of the seventh coming up after these messages on WSMI. I was about to say, as we go to the bottom of the seventh, Cade Johnson, who'd done such an outstanding pitching job, was going to lead off things here in the bottom of the seventh, but it'll be a pinch hitter, Drake Taylor, batting for Johnson here in the bottom of the seventh, as the Redskins need two to tie, three to win the county championship. First pitch, strike. Second pitch to the right fielder, who takes two steps back, one step in. He kind of did that the same way I dance. Makes the catch for the first out. And you know, one thing that has been very common today is the last couple of outs have been very difficult outs. We shall see how this transpires. Ian Keller steps in with nobody on, one out, bottom of the seventh. We've hit the 7 o'clock hour here in Raymond, Illinois. The Montgomery County Baseball Championship. Swing and a miss for strike one. Ian Keller struck out, looked at strike three in the second, singled and scored in the fifth, takes the ball. The count goes even at 1-1. Redskins need at least one base runner to bring that tying run to the plate. Swing and a miss, and Keller's in the hole, 1-2. One ball, two strikes. Laierle comes in low, and the count goes even at 2-2. Laierle been out there the entire game. If he's out there any longer, he'll probably get his mail there next time. He's put in an outstanding game. Whoa, that was high and tight. Somehow or another, Keller ducked away from that.
A free reflux test.
Well, I'll tell you what.
No copay required.
He's thanking these lucky stars he got away from that one. Three balls, two strikes, looking to see if he can get on any way, shape, or form. That one is a called strike three as that one painted the outside corner once again. How many times today have we said Lyerla painting the corner, getting another strikeout? That is strikeout number 12 for the Redskins today and brings them down to their final out. To the top of the order and Brenton Lyons to the plate. Lyons looks at strike one. He's popped out to the second baseman, flied out to left, and was a strikeout victim in the fifth. And he swings and misses strike two. Yep, you know it, folks. I'm going to say it. The Redskins are down to their final strike. How many times have we said that in broadcasting? It says 7:03 on the scoreboard clock out there. Yes, in Raymond, they even tell you what time of day it is. No balls, two strikes, nobody on, two out. Preston Lyerla looking at an outstanding game. Going to have to wait a little bit longer to pick up the victory as that one sails outside for ball one. One ball, two strikes. Lyerla versus Lyons. He rocks, he fires. Swing and a miss! And the Hillsboro Hilltoppers are the champions of the Montgomery County Baseball Tournament in the year 2022. They celebrate down the first baseline. 13 strikeouts on the day for Preston Lyerla. What a masterful game. He gave up only four hits and three runs as he stifled the Nokomis Redskins and pitched a masterpiece today, wouldn't you say, Sean?
Oh, no doubt about it. And, you know, not only an outstanding outing, but it just seemed to bring some energy to the, you know, and you need that little bit of energy. You know, you talk about the doldrums. It's not that easy playing in the cold. I mean, I know, boo-hoo, it's part of the game. But it just, you need that kind of spark. And he really, I think he just kept that team's motor running hot all game long.
Well, and on the other hand, Cade Johnson came into the game and he held Hillsboro at bay as Hillsboro scored their runs in the first four innings, one in the first, three in the third, and one in the fourth. They built up that 5-1 lead, gave up single runs to Nokomis in the second, in the fifth, and in the sixth. But in the end, it was the masterful pitching of Preston Lyerla who brings in a victory. Take it back to Hillsboro as the toppers are the Montgomery County Baseball County Tournament champions, and they're receiving their plaque at this time. And I'll tell you what, you talk about small school baseball, small town baseball, that's what it's all about. And I don't care what anybody says about the Yankees and the Red Sox and the Cardinals and the Dodgers, it doesn't get any better than this.
It is the good stuff. And, you know, it just really, you know, you get these seasons that we've had. I mean, we've had the COVID seasons. We've had a tough first month of the season weather-wise. And even if a season is doesn't produce the kind of results you want in the postseason or at the end of the season, win and loss-wise, hey, it's nice to have a hardware moment right here in the middle of it. And that's something for these guys to treasure for years.
Well, these kids don't play for the millions of dollars. These kids play for the love of the game. These kids are student athletes in the finest sense of the word. And, of course, today I thought we saw outstanding baseball from early morning to late evening as the sun is setting here on Teetote Park. It is a glorious day. In the game of baseball for this area, we want to take this opportunity to thank the fine folks here at Raymond Lincolnwood for their outstanding hospitality. Of course, thanks to all of our sponsors, without whom we would not be able to bring you all of these games. And, of course, thank you to you listeners for listening in. Special thanks goes back to the studio to Jen Graham for producing all of our games today, for my partner Sean Belint, and for Tim Mize, and for Carl DeBar. This is Gary Boker giving you our final score one more time in the championship game of the Montgomery County Baseball Tournament. It is Hillsboro 5, Nokomis 3. Gary Boker saying so long from the Diamond.